Tonight, the romantic era of Robert Schumann comes to Old Town with the next concert in the Absolute Chamber Music Series. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat down with the pianist who'll be performing this concert entirely by himself. He's a pianist who I understand is new to the teaching faculty here at MSU's College of Music, Jamie?
Yeah, that's right. The Russian-born pianist Gennady Zagor started teaching at MSU in the fall of 2015, although he got his master's in piano performance from MSU several years ago. The entirety of tonight's concert with Gennady Zagor at the Absolute Gallery is comprised of two works by Robert Schumann, the Kreisleriana and the Symphonic Etudes. And interestingly, and apparently coincidentally as well, those two works have a strange link between them. And in Kreisleriana, Schumann utilizes a theme by Clara Wieck, his future wife. And the other piece, the Symphonic Etudes, use a theme written by a Baron von Fricken, the father of his then soon-to-be ex-fiancée, a completely different woman. But Schumann seemingly couldn't get that frickin' melody out of his head.
Definitely, you can see that Schumann was interested in this theme. First of all, he kind of rejected the theme that Baron von Fricken sent it to him, and he actually completed a set of variation, which he wanted Schumann's approval. And Schumann looked at the theme and he said it's kind of amateurish, which it is because of the Baron von Fricken was amateur musician, but he was flutist, and actually he wrote this for the flute. So that was the theme with variation for the flute. But then somehow he got interested and wrote a set of four or five variations on that theme. And then later, he started to add some of the variations, the process took probably longer time than he, composed the Kreisleriana, because Kreisleriana was just written in 4 days, just straightforward. He just sat down and he got this. Brahms and Clara found the manuscripts of the posthumous variations, which for me, it's very interesting to look through this, I would say, like a chunk of the pieces that he wrote. And they're completely different from the actual etudes, which is, once you look at how he changed the names of the actual title, it was at the end, it became Symphonic Etudes in Form of Variation. So that's kind of the last title that he assigned.
So then for the Absolute series, are you going to do the addendum, the later version?
Well, I'm doing kind of an interesting version because I don't know if anybody done that. I'm playing the theme, and then I'm playing posthumous variations as a set. Then I'm playing theme again, and the actual ages. I think it fits pretty well with this kind of format because once you start to look through posthumous variations, I think it's more, I would say, more lyrical or more melancholical way. They're not just lyrical, they're, I would say, more philosophical. He's always searching for some things. Very interesting harmonies, very interesting, melodies that he includes there.
We're speaking with MSU College of Music faculty artist Gennady Zagor about his performance tonight at 8 o'clock as part of the Absolute Chamber Music Series taking place at the Absolute Gallery in Old Town, Lansing. And the second half of the concert is dedicated to another work by Schumann, Kreisleriana, which is strange in that it's doing kind of two things, I would say. It's telling the narrative story of the skilled musician Kreisler, a fictional character by E.T.A. Hoffmann, who has a bit of a split personality, and Kreisleriana also contains, by that same token, a bit of an autobiography of Schumann himself, who would later on succumb to his own manic traits and become committed to an asylum. Now, Professor Zagor, would you say that's kind of a fair assessment?
Yeah, I agree. Well, he has... I would say it's not just he took this plot of the master conductor Kreisler and started to kind of explore what's happening with his life. Kind of for me, it's definitely continuing his love with Clara, which is seven of, out of eight movements. He includes her theme, actually, that she wrote. It's just simple descending scale. That's her melody that she composed. And obviously he was thinking about her. He includes practically in every movement except the seventh one, which is very virtuosic and very fast. What he wrote to Clara, he said, play my Kreisleriana often. A positively wild love is in some of the movements, and your life and mine and the way you look. He was always thinking about her. And that's, for me, I think that's love for this woman. I mean, he definitely explores in this piece.
And this was pre-marriage as well, right?
Yes. And that was, during the time when they had all those arguments with the father, of course, who didn't let him to even see her for over a year. He was heartbroken, but he found this inspiration in this music.
Are there any pitfalls when it comes to performing Schumann? I mean, is there such a thing as too much rubato, too much of that playing around with tempo?
Too much rubato. I don't mind to do a lot of rubatos because you find a lot of things that you never found before in this music or in this. I'm looking for a new way of finding harmonies, finding new, I would say, new timbres. And most of it, it's probably when I'm treating music as not a piano music, which I hate to. You know, when I'm playing piano, sound like a piano. I'm trying to find something new in the piano based on what I can hear if I would be actual conductor or orchestra player. So you're trying to find some instruments, and because the piano is a huge instrument, and you'd be able to find a lot of things on the piano, and even though it's plain sound, which coming from percussive instrument.
MSU College of Music faculty artist Gennady Zagor performs two works by Robert Schumann tonight at 8 o'clock at the Absolute Gallery in Old Town as part of the Absolute Chamber Music series. Also tonight's concert guide speaking with Professor Zagor is WKAR's classical music host, Jody Knoll. More information about tonight's concert is online at absolutemusiclansing.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.